You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we're talking about the Auckland Arts Festival with the wonderful Shona McCullough. Morena, Shona, how are you?
Oh, morena, Rachel. Great to be with you.
Hey, this is always a very exciting time of the year when we get to talk about the Arts Festival. You guys must be pretty stoked to be announcing the program and what's happening around the city. How are you feeling?
Oh, just so excited. You know, festival time is just a brilliant experience for Aucklanders to come out and listen to great artists who make the world a better place.
It's very, very true. And I mean, it still feels like we're doing this getting back to normal thing. Every time something is re-announced, it feels a little bit right. It's great to have people from Aotearoa being celebrated, but also nice to see some international people making their way back over here. What are you particularly excited about with this year's festival? What's the kaupapa this year?
Well, we've got a theme of resonance and, you know, more and more we know that our artists reflect back to us what's going on in the world. So the idea that we create reverberations that have political, cultural and social influence. And so one of the cool bands that we've got coming is Darka Braka, who are proud ambassadors of Free Ukraine. They're amazing ethno-chaos superstars with a kind of transnational folk pop punk. They've done Glastonbury. They're just amazing. They have the most incredible mana in their costumes. They wear these gorgeous kind of beautiful tall woolen hats and gorgeous decorated instruments. And so I'm really pumped to bring them to let them tell their story. And it also includes a message from President Zelensky.
It's going to be a very interesting one, and there's a lot of amazing people who kind of have steeped histories in their own countries or kind of in their own scenes who are coming over. So you've got Jeff Mills, that's a massive get, very exciting. Angelique Kajal as well. It's a pretty cool lolly scramble of amazing people. How do you guys even get this program together? What conversations are you having about who you want to see there?
Well, look, they start years in advance. I actually saw Angelique Kidjoe in Bergen in Norway in 22, and she was just electric. You know, she's the kind of Nobel Prize winner of music. She won the Polar Music Prize in 23. She's got a gorgeous album. She's done 16 albums, you know, a 40-year career. So, you know, she's an absolute legend, as is Jeff Mills. You know, he set up Axis Records and he's got this incredible futuristic Afro-funk electro jazz ensemble. And I saw them in Edinburgh with amazing keyboardist John Fidardi and tabla virtuoso Parbru Eduard. And they were just amazing. You know, it's going to take the roof off the town hall. It's just beautiful, beautiful music.
When we look locally, what stuff are you excited about from Aotearoa, Shona?
Oh, look, there's just so much on offer. We're doing a partnership with Auckland Theatre Company for a work called Ole Pepelo, which is by Ikenso Productions from Wellington. We're supporting Touch Compass Dance Company and Lucy Faiva's story called Ainga, story of being both Pacifica and disabled. And Lucy is a founding member of Touch Compass, and I've followed her career with such joy, and to see her finally, and she's now an artistic part of the artistic leadership of that company, and it's moved from being founded by a dear friend and colleague, Catherine Chappelle, and now led by members of the company. So that's a really exciting one for us too.
Oh, that's going to be really, really special. And, you know, this is a massive festival. It spans a lot of space in the city and a lot of time as well. What are the actual when, where and hows of the Auckland Art Festival this coming season?
So we kick off, it's March 7 to 24, and we'll have the old Spiegel tent in Aotea Square, which is just a beautiful thing. Last year it was just amazing, literally hearing the roar of the crowds, you know, outside the tent. And so we're bringing the square alive also with the digital screen in partnership with Auckland Live. We'll be down on the waterfront. We're partnering with Moana Festival to bring this beautiful French company called Graziel and doing free outdoor performances. And I mean, I think one of the other important kaupapa is our Access for All. So 55 free events along with really low cost tickets. We have 30 for under 30 tickets available for most of our shows. Tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock for public, and we've had a pre-sale going, and it's really interesting seeing what's taking off already. We've got some other amazing dance shows coming. There's a Belgian company called Peeping Tom that are bringing a double bill called Diptych, and they are just extraordinary masters of theatrical illusion. Incredible set design, lighting, and eight dancers, one of whom actually trained at the New Zealand School of Dance. She auditioned out of hundreds and hundreds of people. Lauren Lungwa is her name, so I'm really looking forward to bringing that company too.
That is going to be amazing. And as you said, tickets are on sale from 10 today. Shona, thank you so much for speaking with us about the Auckland Arts Festival. I'm really looking forward to it. It's great to have so much amazing art happening around Tamaki Makaurau. And we will see you in March for a really wonderful festival. Let's have a bit of Jeff Mills, I reckon, to see us off. Have a great rest of your morning.
Kia ora.
Jeff Mills coming to the Auckland Arts Festival in March of next year. That's very exciting. The music programming looks fantastic. The dance, the theatre, the art programming, of course, also amazing. Tickets go on sale from 10 a.m. today for the Auckland Arts Festival 2024. Thanks to Artistic Director Shona McCullough for speaking with us this morning. Very much looking forward to this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.